Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. You got the Celtics and the Knicks coming your way on Monday.
Top five Friday.
Top five Friday.
Maybe next week, top five New York rappers.
Oh.
With the Knicks. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
It's a lot to choose from.
Jay-Z got to be in there.
That gentleman right there.
Yeah.
Would you count Wu-Tang Clan? Staten Island. That count?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So not just New York City, but just like sort of the New York area.
Yeah, but you're taking the whole Wu-Tang Clan.
Well, yeah.
I'm just making sure we're not breaking it down individually.
Taking all nine of them.
Yeah. I'm making sure you're not breaking it down to...
I guess you could take one of them if you really wanted to.
You're Method Man. You're Red Man.
Red Man's not in Wu-Tang, but...
Is he not?
He's not.
He did a lot of collabs with...
He's just his own guy. He's just Red Man.
He's just his own man.
He's Red Man.
I thought he was in Wu-Tang.
He's not. He did a lot of stuff with Method Man, including the film How High.
You're ODB.
You're ODB, rest in peace.
You're RZA, you're JZA.
Raekwon the Chef, Master Killer, Ghostface Killer,
yeah.
All those guys together.
Top five Wu-Tang. You want to just do that?
Oh, that's unfair. That's unfair to four of them. I don't want to rank them. That's how I put them all together, but that would be a good one.
Okay, so maybe next week, top
five.
Top five
New York rappers.
Top five
New York
rappers.
In honor of the Celtics-Knicks series, which will begin on Monday.
We got our top five coming your way 15 minutes from now. Five people we are worried about.
Worried about, concerned with. Yeah.
I think one is obvious.
Yes.
But we'll flesh that list out.
And you don't know my list, and I don't know your list, so it's going to be a surprise on the air for that as well, which I'm looking forward to.
We better have the same number one, I'm hoping.
I think we do.
I am hoping we have the same number one.
I guarantee you a couple of mine you do not have.
All right, stay tuned.
All right.
And find out. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. You can jump in on Shams, his report from yesterday on McAfee that... Changes are coming to the Celtics. The whole league knows that changes are coming to the Celtics. And so, who is he talking about? What names are we talking about? I personally don't think it's Jaylen. It's not Tatum. So, Porzingis, Holiday, maybe Derek White. I'm with you, Keith. I don't think Pritchard, Hauser rise to that level financially.
No, you'd have to look at it this year.
You're trying to save money. Those guys just don't rise to the level of saving you significant money.
Next season,
yeah.
So the 25-26 NBA season, Jaylen Brown will make $53 million and change. Tatum will make $54 million and change. Jrue Holiday will make over $32 million. Porzingis will make $30 million, and Derek White will make $28 million.
Yeah. So
nobody else is even really worth talking about. Hauser makes $10 million, which I guess is a decent amount. But.
Holiday, Porzingis are the two. And again, it's $10 million, but that is more than $10 million when you're talking about shaving luxury tax savings.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
Pritchard's only $7 million. So, I mean, and Horford's not under contract. So if you want to bring everybody back, that would be the one guy. Actually, he and the Murder Cornet are the two guys that play that aren't under contract for next year.
So you can jump in on that and who they're talking about. Do you think it has the potential to disrupt the Celtics? Or as Keith said, do you think it has the chance to be a galvanizing force for the Celtics? But just know, if you're willing to acknowledge it could be galvanizing. I acknowledge it could be. I also acknowledge it could go the other way. Then you're saying that players are aware of this and it can impact them. And so let's see which way that goes. Again, it's 617-779-7937. You think the Knicks are... Well, it's definitely a more interesting series. I don't even think that's worth debating. I mean,
Boston, the Magic, yeah,
Boston, New York. No. Then the Pistons would have been.
Oh,
I think Boston, New York is interesting. I think, and Terp had a good tweet on this last night. I remember the Celtics and the Knicks playing 11 years ago, 12 years ago, whatever it was, in 2013, where it was KG, Pierce, their last ride.
Yeah, Carmelo.
They got knocked out in five games in the first round. Carmelo advances. Then next thing you know, they're blowing up the big three.
Yeah.
But the last time they played beyond the first round, the Celtics and Knicks, 84.
Well, I was going to say the Knicks haven't been to the conference finals since 2000, just on their own, regardless of opponent. It's been a long stretch where they've been bad. They tried to get good with Carmelo. Second round was as far as they got. And then this sort of new wave, you know, Julius Randle was good with them for a couple of years. They obviously trade him out to Minnesota. They get Karl-Anthony Towns, Jalen Brunson. So, like, they got a couple of all-star slash all-NBA type of players. But I think this is going to be another year where they do not make the conference finals. I think,
the Celtics are going to advance.
In a weird way, even though they, like, Brunson hit a big shot and, like, they hit some big shots. I mean, you could argue the Pistons gave them the series more than they won it.
I would 100% agree with that. Detroit gagged away that series than New York won it.
Crazy.
I mean, Brunson hit the big shot.
Yeah, right.
And Brunson hit some big shots down the stretch. Uh-huh. I mean, the layup under the basket where he somehow kept his balance and shook. I'm trying to remember who he shook now. Was it Schroeder? Whoever he shook under the hoop where he stuck that lefty layup and he almost fell down twice on the play. I mean, Brunson had some big hits down the stretch. He also missed like 10 shots in a row before.
He missed a lot of shots.
He was missing so many shots to the point where Ian Eagle's like, there's a lid on the basket. He can't buy a basket. And then he finally started sticking shots down the stretch.
Yeah.
So, look, I'll say all that to say this. I think it's a more interesting series. I think it's a more entertaining series. I think fans are going to get more jazzed up about New York and more excited about the Knicks and more interested and invested in this series, which I think is good for us on the sports radio side.
Mm-hmm.
I think Detroit would have been a tougher matchup for the Celtics. I think the Celtics are fortunate, and this is not to say they're getting an easy path. They're getting the higher seed. Last year was an easy path. I'm not complaining about the path. I'm just saying this is a better matchup for the Celtics, I think, from a basketball standpoint. It should be an easier series than Detroit would have been, which Detroit has some elements of what Orlando gave you in the first round, the scrappiness and the edge.
Yeah, because if you just look at, you know, the records and the seeding and the players, you would say, all right, the Knicks is the toughest possible second round matchup. It's the three seed. It's Jalen Brunson and Karl-Anthony Towns and then everybody else that they have. But when we saw them play against the Celtics in the regular season, you're like, yeah, the seventh seed Magic actually give them more than they can handle than the Knicks can.
That's true.
So on paper, it looks like the more difficult series, but the Magic, I'm with you, the Magic and the Pistons. Now, maybe the Pistons, it's for 46 minutes, they're the tougher matchup, and then they just throw up on themselves the final 2 minutes because they don't know how to win yet. And then you'd win that series pretty quickly too. But that's how I look at this one. Anytime it's Boston, New York, that's a good thing. You have a couple star players on the other side. That's always a good thing. But they just match up really poorly against the Celtics. I think the Celtics are going to have their way with them.
So
they beat them all four games in the regular season. Most of them were blowouts.
The first three were all blowouts. The last one went to overtime.
Yeah.
Tatum hit a big shot to force overtime. I do wonder, and this is not to buy in on my Knicks and the Celtics are beating the Knicks.
Yeah.
I do wonder if New York figured some things out in that final matchup. I said this the day after that game. But, you know, they took them to overtime. They played them close. I think they were getting, you can dictate matchups in basketball. You see the Celtics do it all the time. I think they were dictating Towns on Tatum, and meaning when the Knicks had the ball and the Celtics were on defense. I think Towns was giving Tatum work. So I wonder if they found some of that out, but we'll see in this series. The Celtics are not losing to them. If you had to put a series prediction on it, Keith.
I mean, I'm going sweep.
Sweep.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go the
other. Although I was wrong. I went sweep in the Magic series and it was five.
I think I'm going to go the other way based on this. I'm not saying seven games, but I thought they'd sweep the Magic last round.
Yeah.
And it went
five.
A game further than I thought.
Okay.
I would probably lean like gentleman sweep. So I'm going to give the extra game. The Celtics needed an extra game against Orlando. They might need an extra game against this team.
Okay.
Give me Celtics in six, which is not a normal prediction for me.
No.
Normally six feels too wishy-washy. It's two in the middle.
Yeah, like, is it really a close series or is it a blowout series? But no, it could happen.
I like sweeps in seven. When I make a prediction, predict four or seven. I don't really like to do anything in the middle, but I'm leaning six.
Your best bet, in my opinion, for the Knicks to win a game or two in your scenario would be Drew Holiday has to be out longer because Drew Holiday is a...
As far as we know, he's still not practicing.
Right.
Terp was on the other day. I don't know if they've had a chance. I think they were maybe scheduled for practice today or
hamstring,
tomorrow.
Hamstring's tough.
So as far as we know, he hasn't been practicing.
But a guy that can guard Jalen Brunson, and honestly, he can also at times, when need be, guard Karl-Anthony Towns because he's tall, but he's soft. And so he is an important player, I think, in this series. Now, can they win without him? Sure. But that changes maybe the number of games.
Who's the most clutch player in the series?
Mm, You want me to say Brunson?
I'm asking.
I'm
asking you, Keith. You answer however you'd like.
I will say Tatum. Yeah, it's tough. Well, in my mind, I can see Tatum, Brown,
I mean, Tatum and fairness,
Brunson all in Towns all
Tatum hit a massive
missing
shot.
Big shots yeah. and making big shots. So, like, I think it's kind of a wash.
Tatum hit a massive shot against this team.
Yeah.
In the regular season to force overtime. So, like, if you want to say Tatum out on the guts out of bounds, that would not be my personal answer.
Is it Brunson for you? Yeah.
Clutch.
So, like,
the most clutch, I would say, and Brunson missed a million shots
in
that game.
He's like a Donovan Mitchell light. Yeah. If you tell me, like, in the Cleveland series, I'll tell you, without a doubt, Donovan Mitchell. But
For that to matter, the Knicks need to play him close, and they might not. The Celtics blew him out three times. So that clutch factor could be totally irrelevant in this series. I acknowledge that. But at the end of the game, who do I trust to hit a big shot? I would go Brunson over Tatum.
Okay.
And I might even go Jaylen over Tatum.
Yeah, maybe. I go back and forth on those two guys because there was a stretch there where we were keeping tabs on all of Tatum's shots late in games. Remember, and his percentages weren't nearly as good as Brown's were, but just like an overall shooter, I still have confidence in Tatum. But you're right. Will the games even be close? You know, I could see them, if they win this series and however many games, three of their four wins could easily be by 15 or more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could see it getting out of control. Now, if it is close, then, you know, maybe that's their best bet for the Knicks.
There's every chance this is an easier series for the Celtics than Orlando.
Yeah.
Just know, though, the Celtics struggle with Orlando. They have two guys. By the middle point of the series, I was giving them two more half players. I upped it to three. They have two real players, Orlando.
Yeah.
This team has a lot more than that.
Oh, they have five, like, players.
It's shocking. Mikal Bridges.
I thought he was better.
He hit a big, stuck back. It was a Brunson miss, I believe. A big rebound, offensive rebound, stick back. I swear, he barely touches the ball. He's not a part of the offense. So that's a talented player that I feel like they barely use. But just so you know, the Knicks' talent is head and shoulders above Orlando's. Celtics struggled with an untalented team in Orlando. I'll say six.
They traded all those picks for him, and he was like a 20-point-per-game guy. And then they get him.
Well, because in Brooklyn, he was the only guy who shot.
True. I mean, he had to be. But you're like, but they gave up so much for him that you thought he was this awesome player.
He doesn't touch the ball in their offense. It's unbelievable.
It's really strange.
I mean, their whole offense is pretty much Jalen Brunson dribbling around and then chucking. I mean, that's pretty much their whole offense.
Brunson does a lot of stuff.
Josh Hart grabs a scrappy offensive rebound. That's their offense.
And then your 7-footer bombs away from three in Towns. And you're like, okay, good offense. How this is a Tom Thibodeau team?
As we're talking it out, it sounds more like a Celtics sweep. Yeah, it does.
How this is a Tom Thibodeau team?
Oh, it doesn't match
bizarre.
His attitude. Whatsoever.
It's so weird. It's like all about defense. Like, no, just like kind of two guys kind of bombs away. But no, but like the other guys, like OG Anunoby and Josh Hart, like those are better players than Wendell Carter and like some of the other guys for the Magic. But those guys on the Magic played tough on defense and they didn't give up. They like never let up on defense.
Mm-hmm. This team will let up.
Yeah, there's not going to be a half where the Celtics go 0 for 6 from 3 against the Knicks.
Towns will let up on Towns will let up on defense, and Brunson's just too small to play defense. So that's two guys right there.
So they can run at him.
Yeah.
They can just run at Brunson, and then it's sort of that tough thing. Similar to, you know, when they would ever be matched up with like Trae Young.
I was going to say, although you say that, and like Porzingis couldn't score over Cole Anthony last series.
No, that's true. Well, less so like post-play, because Horford's the same thing. Horford will get switched on a little guy and then like miss a shot on the block. But then if you free him up for three, he'll nail it. It's more about just getting those open looks or even like a one-on-one mismatch. And then the guy is, you know, how many times do you see like a bigger guy or a real small guy matched up with like Brown or Tatum, and then they're just afraid they're going to go to the basket, and then they end up getting like a wide open three.
617-779-7937. Can the Knicks give the Celtics a series? We'll take your thoughts on that second round matchup, which begins on Monday. All your thoughts on changes coming to the Celtics, roster changes coming to the Celtics as soon as this offseason. The whole league knows about it, according to Shams. And we'll give you a top five Friday, the people we're most concerned about on Jones and Keefe coming up next.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Now, Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
Jones and Keefe, Top 5 Friday here on WEEI. Today we're going to go with five people we are worried about.
That's right. In the world. Top five people we're worried about.
On the entire planet.
That's right.
Keefe, we can choose from
anyone.
A
lot of people.
People that we have deep concern for.
We narrowed it down to five.
And I think we have an obvious one that should be on both of our lists.
And everyone's list.
Everyone's list. Mm-hmm. We'll get to a four-pack of questions in the Friday four-pack about 40 minutes from now at 11:30. Week in review at 12:45. Stay tuned for all of it. Plus, you can still jump in on the Celtics and the Knicks. Celtics and any changes coming this offseason at 617-779-7937. All right, five people we are most worried about. Keefe, you want me to go first on this one?
Yeah, you're going to go 5-1?
I'm going to go 5-1.
All right.
I'm going to work in reverse order here. We'll get these out on socials,
yeah.
And eventually you can see them there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Number five for me, and I know this has come up periodically on the internet.
Okay.
Ariana Grande.
Oh, yeah.
The fans are concerned.
Good one.
Keefe. You know, she seems to be much thinner than she was in the past. And some are worried.
Not the body shame one way or the other, but it does seem like skin and bones.
You just want to make sure that she's doing okay. Yeah. It's I don't mean to body shame whatsoever.
Right,
it's just
right.
You look at her and you go, she's at these award shows. She's in this big movie.
Yeah.
She doesn't look the same as she used to. Perhaps she's very, very well.
Maybe.
But I am concerned for Ariana Grande as a fan.
That's fair.
Of Ari. Team Ari.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to make sure that she's doing okay. I've not seen that yet.
It's a good film.
I feel like I've basically heard about the entire thing from Courtney.
I pretty much
know how the movie went down.
It's good.
Plus, you see the award shows. I get it.
Yeah. They sing, they dance. It's the whole thing.
But yeah, I would have Ari on the list. Number four, the gentleman who rolled down the hill in Pennsylvania and who was a guest on this radio station, Jay Leno, Keefe.
Jay Leno, you're worried about.
What's going on with Jay Leno?
That was wild. I don't know.
Black eyes.
Yeah.
I think there was like an explosion.
He rolled down a hill?
In his garage where he like caught fire and had burns. He rolled down a hill.
You rolled down a hill or we met on a plane? What's more believable?
I'm a little concerned for Jay Leno at
Good
this
one.
Point in time.
Good
I mean,
one.
Who knows what's going on with that guy, especially when you see some of the injuries he's sustained. I would have Bam Margera on my list.
Man.
I would be very concerned for him, his well-being, really anyone close to him.
He's a legend.
I was
very
entertained by CKY, Jackass, all these things. It has not gone well for Bam.
No.
He'll be on my list of people who we're worried about. I imagine we both have this next one, Britney Spears.
Yes. Yeah, another video this week, I believe.
She just
cries for help.
She's just dancing like a wild person by herself. On social media.
Doesn't look right.
My wife constantly is showing me Britney videos and what's going on with Britney. She's very concerned by proxy.
Yeah.
I'm also very concerned.
Yeah.
And at the top of the list, I'll agree with Charles Barkley. I have concerns for Bill Belichick. What's going on in his life? Wetzel wrote today at ESPN, very finger waggy, like, let's not be concerned for Bill. Bill always comes out of things fine. It always works out for Bill. It always has worked out for Bill.
It always will.
Well, until it doesn't. You could say that about anybody. It's always worked out for that person.
Yeah, yeah.
And excuse away a million warnings. You could say that about anybody.
Yeah, there's nothing to see here. People are strange.
Wild.
Very strange.
So Bill Belichick, number one on my list. People we are worried about. Who do you have, Keith?
All right, number five on my list, Bill's quarterback, Josh Allen. I know you're thinking, like, hold on, Keith. Josh Allen.
Josh, the MVP
seems like a
of
good,
the league.
Seems like a good dude. Great football player. Well, if you've seen Sinners, like I've seen the movie Sinners, you know that his fiancée, Hailee Steinfeld, and Michael B. Jordan have quite an on-screen rapport. Also, if you see any of the red carpet stuff, off-screen rapport.
Oh, it trickles over to the
off-screen. They're making eyes at each other, Jones.
Oh,
and if I was in Josh Allen's shoes, I would be terrified. So if he's not worried, he should be. But I'm worried for Josh Allen.
You're worried on his behalf.
I think the one man out there that you have to be worried about in the world happened to co-star with your fiance.
I'm shooketh.
Josh Allen shouldn't be worried about any other dude out there except for Michael B. Jordan.
Yes.
Number four on my list, Pat McAfee. Coming up a week from Saturday, he has a one-on-one match at WWE Backlash with Gunther. the ring general.
Yeah.
The guy who choked him out the other day.
Sure.
Right ringside, choked him out. Now he has to go one-on-one. Good luck. I'm worried about you.
Okay. I thought, you know, yeah, he was worried about pending litigation and things like this. No.
He has to
wrestling
go.
Wrestling match.
Yeah, with a former Intercontinental Champion, Gunther.
Gotcha.
One-on-one.
Okay.
Guy got his hands on him. Didn't go well for Pat McAfee.
Look out, McAfee.
Number four on my list. Number three on my list, Drew Holiday. For a couple of reasons. Worried about Drew Holiday. One, this hamstring has kept him out for three games. Might continue to keep him out. And Bill Chisholm leaking out that they're going to have to get rid of guys from the team. He's probably first on the list. So he might not play this upcoming series because of a hamstring injury. And whether they win the title or not, he might get shipped out of town to another team.
Bill Chisholm hates him.
I'm worried about Drew
about
Holiday.
About to trade him, and he's hurt on top of it. So Drew Holiday on the list.
Tough combo.
Interesting.
Might not play. Might not be here next year.
Mm.
No fault of his own. And then we have the same top two. Britney Spears. I've seen too many of these videos with Britney Spears. And as somebody who grew up in the 90s, Britney Spears, GOAT.
The name rang out. That name rang out in an elementary school, junior high, like nobody's.
Some of the great songs, yes. Some of the great videos, yes. Et cetera. And then number one would have to be Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Doesn't look right. We watched the CBS Morning video, and then his response, or quote-unquote his response, sad. It's sad. And how the mighty have fallen, especially with the top two.
I don't understand Christy in the Twitch chat. She goes, Britney's been doing this for years. Yeah, no, I know. It's been concerning for years. But she's still high on the concern list.
Still concerned.
Let me tell you who I had on my list, and my wife's like, take her off. She's doing great, actually.
Who is?
I had Lohan. No, not Britney.
Oh.
I had Lohan on my list. I'm like, Lohan's got to be on there.
Kat's right.
Kat's like, she's doing great.
Lohan's killing it.
I looked it up. I'm like, she is doing pretty
She
well.
Looks better than ever.
Good for her.
She's in a bunch of movies that most of them are terrible, but she's working.
Yeah.
She's on Netflix. She's working. And she's in a Freaky Friday reboot or requel coming out this year.
Shame on me.
With Jamie Lee Curtis.
She was initially third on my list. Kat talked me out of that.
Yeah, that's an old list.
Yeah.
A revised list.
That's exactly what she said. She's like, you're living
in an early 2000s
You're
list.
Living in 2012, Jones.
Top five people who are doing great.
Lindsay Lohan might be on.
Forget about people we're worried about.
Neither of us had Bieber. Bieber was
a
late omission. I know people are quite concerned about him these days. Did I have anybody else that was on my list? I can't remember. That was another one under consideration.
Yeah, no, I considered Bieber as well. It's another one where we've seen the photos and you're like, oh, boy, doesn't look great.
Dice brought up Kanye. I think that's one that would not be on my personal list.
No.
But
not necessarily worried about
perhaps him.
Him
as well. People you're worried about. Bill Belichick, number one on both lists. Britney Spears.
What about Shelly Miscavige?
Number two on both lists. Now, who is Shelly?
Well, I don't think we should talk too much about it, but she's David Miscavige's wife, the Scientologist.
Oh.
I don't think anybody's seen for years.
Oh, she's been.
Yeah.
Got it.
Dump that, Nick. Dump that. I don't want that.
Yeah, you don't need that.
I don't want
that
coming after
you. You're hounded by that.
Yeah, never mind.
That was in Going Clear?
That was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah covered yeah, well in Going yeah. Clear. I had Margera, yep. Leno, and Ariana Grande on my list. Keith has Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday.
McAfee.
Pat McAfee. Josh Allen.
Josh Allen on your list.
Greg Hill texted Bieber. So he's worried about
he
Bieber.
Says
yeah,
Biebs.
Bieber's a good honorable
Biebs,
mention.
Biebs was on my list.
Yeah, it doesn't look right anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Going at the paparazzi the other day with like one arm in his hoodie, one arm out of his hoodie.
He's a little dude.
Speaking nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
But he's probably just down that Canada's about to get invaded. I'm sure that's what he's.
I think he's upset about
that. Yeah, I'm sure he's going through it. Yeah. Twitch chat is also pointing out you have a strange obsession, they say, with Michael B. Jordan.
I don't think it's strange. Obsession, yes. Strange? No.
Yeah, let's not debate whether or not it's an obsession.
Yeah.
It's whether or not the level of strangeness.
That's incredible. What do you want from me?
6 months.
The Wire, Friday Night Lights, Black Panther, Creed,
sure.
Sinners. What more do you want?
What was his character's name in Sinners again? Both of them?
Oh, Smoke and Stack.
He played Smoke and Stack.
He played twins.
Yeah, that's pretty
played
good.
Two characters.
Yeah, Josh Allen should be. He should be higher on your list, quite frankly.
Especially the Stack character. Let's just say he and Haley Steinfeld.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here. Top five Friday. Five people we're most worried for. Both of us have Bill Belichick, number one on the list. No news flash there. Let's get to the Red Sox. Another bad loss for the Sox last night. Pair that with injuries. Walker Buehler on his way back to Boston. Christian Campbell is scratched last night. Our guy Marcelo Meyer even scratched in Worcester yesterday. What's going on with the Red Sox? We'll get to it next.